H I J K L M N O P Q R S and T U V W X and Y and Z. I've just said my ABCs. Now it's your turn. Follow me. A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S and T U V W X and Y and Z. Happy, happy all are we. Now we learn our ABCs. Now we
Doug.
All right, this is the ABCs. We're devoting a half-hour segment to each letter of the alphabet. Right now, we're on the letter L, which means we're almost halfway through the alphabet, and we've had many an interesting topic. Yeah. Locomotive.
Locomotive.
Correct. We can hear a locomotive in the background.
Hear that? Locomotive.
That was good.
We're broadcasting from beautiful downtown Hammond, Indiana.
Home of the most train tracks in the world.
And I don't know if that's true, but Amy will throw those facts out there and promote wrong information any chance she gets.
Hey, it's close enough, I'm sure.
Is that supposed to be true?
That's what I hear. At least in the United States, Hammond has the most feet or whatever of train track.
I would have guessed Tennessee, because they're like the biggest distribution center in the United States.
As far as locomotives
that's a
go.
State. Hammond's a city.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Not, Amy will fuck you up, man.
I know.
She pulled a knife and now she's got an attitude.
I know. And she's next to me, not you.
That's how I like it.
I know.
She's right in between the TVs, everything.
Right.
I got a chance to run that way. I'm fat. I need every chance I can get. Large L. I'm living large, and I am, because my paunch and under my shirt is expensive to get this way.
Large and in charge.
Yeah, I didn't get this way eating cheap food. Okay.
Oh, you earned it, right?
You fucking right. I earned it.
Right.
I love it.
You
love,
worked for
L,
it.
Love.
Right.
A nice love of mine is food, but locomotives. We live about 10 feet from. I guess we should save this for trains. T. Did you give out our websites? I have evilnow.com. I'm Shane. This is Amy.
Oh, I have horrorofhorror.com and tvisgod.com.
And I'm Doug from the half-defunct dysgenics.com.
Yeah, it's dysgenics.tumbleweed.com. And you know what? We're all going to be selling, and we should start doing this for the rest of the alphabet, telling people. We're all going to be selling Fuck John Ashcroft shirts on each website. We're going to be selling these shirts through the election. What do you think, guys?
It's a pretty
good
picture.
Idea, right?
It's a beautiful design.
And Doug here drew the design. You'll be able to see that on the web. When you're hearing this show broadcast, you'll see these on the web. Evilnow.com, threeringradio.com, horror.com. TV is God. Well, maybe not tvisgod.com.
That's as defunct as Dysgenics.
And Dysgenics.com. Yeah, so go find the Fuck John Ashcroft shirt. It's sweet.
It's a cute image. He's got crosses in his eyes, and he's a rag doll pinned up like Jesus, and it says, Fuck John Ashcroft. And nobody can disagree with that sentiment. When you wear it, motherfuckers will know where you're coming from.
Yeah, anyone. Even
yeah. People even, will say, good work. I can see you're a thoughtful citizen.
And anyone who would be on like the George Bush side would say, who's John Ashcroft?
Exactly.
That's right. Patriot Act, what? Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Jesus was a white man.
Hey, and that brings up L for losers.
Right. Jesus ranking right up there.
George Bush, George W., John Ashcroft. Losers, 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 losers. L.
Lippy losers.
Lot of losers.
Lot of losers. L.
Lot of losers like Lollapalooza.
You didn't like Lollapalooza?
You know, I went to one of them, I think.
Which one?
When, like, the Smashing Pumpkins were with them, which was probably one of the stupidest ones in the early days.
Right.
But it was stupid. I never really liked the Smashing Pumpkins either.
I've got a Lollapalooza story.
All right, let's hear it.
I did the first Lollapalooza. It's funny.
What? Did it?
Did. Helped out with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They wanted to do booths there. And I sent in, I did a zine, Naked Aggression, in the day. And I sent in the zine, and they invited me to do a table. And I did that with Rock Out Censorship, John Woods. And so we toured a good chunk of the Lollapalooza, especially the Midwest, and did the booths. And it was a good time. And we helped, we took charge of that. We got all these people to join up and do the booths. And I did this thing called the Underground Press Syndicate at the time. And that was the first, it was when zines were just happening. And in each town, we'd have someone else come from a zine and distribute zines there and stuff like that. And the coolest thing about it was we had free reign of Lollapalooza. So we get to pull our cars in and unload them at these booths. And we just bring big coolers of beer and whiskey and stuff and drink them at the tables and get donations. And you know what's funny? I never thought of getting a donation. We put an empty cup out there, and we're giving away stuff for free, and I'm stealing flyers from Kinko's and shit and just making it happen. And we put a cup out there, and people start putting dollar bills in it like crazy. And all of a sudden, the cup's full of dollar bills, and we're like, holy fuck, this is great. You know, so we're putting it in our pockets, and we got a good, you know, $200-$300 the first day out of donations, just people walking by. And all we would do is, in every area, we'd call up all the alternative papers and zines, and they just drop off a bunch of free zines. We just stand there and hand out their propaganda.
Yeah, their stuff, right.
Commie, you know, Nazi. We didn't give a shit. And so we had people throwing stuff back at us, you know, Nazi magazines. Fuck, you know, like I'd go get magazines from the Klan or Nazis or the gay papers or, you know, every single thing you could think of, and we were handing it out. And we got Refuse and Resist involved in Lollapalooza. And the reason I never did two or three, I sort of quit after the first one. When they called me to do number two, I didn't help them out with that. But that, because Refuse and Resist was invited, and they refused and resisted every single rule, and Lollapalooza was mad and wanted to kick them off the tour. And we're all like, what do you expect when you invite Refuse and Resist? They refuse and resist. Right. You know, they were like, fuck your rules, fuck this. They were all, you know, they were hostile people, but they were cool people unless you started laying down a lot of rules. They just weren't rule kind of people.
Well, you said you got people to help out at the tables. Did you just get people to do the work for you, too?
What do you mean? In certain cities, I couldn't afford to travel, so we just let other people take it over.
Oh, I see.
We did the Midwest, but do what work? It was fun. We just hung out and did that shit. Like, you know how I got on the Lollapalooza was Ministry. Ministry had taken a liking to Naked Aggression. I was doing a zine back in the day before the home computer explosion. So we'd literally like break into offices to use their computers and use photocopy machines and stuff. And Ministry took a liking to Naked Aggression. And this guy that owned a store, 99th floor, Mickey Levine, L, and his brother Ted Levine, the guy who starred in Silence of the Lambs, well, Mickey took a liking to me and my zine, and then introduced me to, like, people in Ministry. And they actually, like, Al Jurgensen and these guys carried my zines onto their bus, parked in front of the thing, and put them on there and handed them out on some of their tours. So they gave them out to the right people, and I started getting attention from the right people.
That sounds like the good Lollapalooza. I went to a shitty one.
Oh, dude, it was the one where they had that one display with the flag, where you had to walk on the flag to sign a book. At every stop on the tour, man, someone got their face busted open. There'd be a guy standing there, and you'd step on the flag, and it was like a line. It was funny. There was a line of fucking guys with shirts off, you know, football guys, jockey mentality guys, and there'd be a line of fucking other people, you know, like my kind of people. And they'd stand in line, walk on the flag to sign the book, and some guy'd fucking hit him. Bah! You know, and they'd fight, and there'd be blood drips all from this flag. It was beautiful. It was so fucking cool. because people would fist fight over this display all fucking day. Like every 15 minutes on the hour, it was like every 15 minutes on the 15 minute, it was like, bam, another fight by that flag fucking display. And there, by the end of the show, there was just drips of blood leading away from this flag. So the end result, there are some photos of that. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. I saw people taking pictures of it. The end result was this nice drip of blood, and it was really like that. Fights all the time by that display. It was cool.
Was that the first Lollapalooza?
Yeah.
With Jane's Addiction?
Yeah. And Ice-T and all that stuff. And was it Ministry number 2?
Yeah. Because, and Ice-T couldn't play Cop Killer because all of a sudden, like 4 years after this CD came out, it was a big deal. And so every other band on that show sang it.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. Everyone did a version of Cop Killer. But Ice-T.
That's all right.
Oh, it was great. They're all like, this is for Ice-T. Cop Killer. You know, great. You have to love that song. You have to. I guess unless you're a cop.
I think there's a Lollapalooza this year.
It's so super commercial now, though.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Lollapalooza this year got canceled.
Oh, I didn't hear
anything
about it.
Tickets.
Really?
It just got canceled. Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I think it was Jane's Addiction was coming back, too, and playing with them and everything else. The old farts are coming back. You even have Guns N' Roses. Not Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver or whatever.
Well, that's always it's usually a bad thing. Ministry or Skinny Puppy. You want to talk about old-timers coming back? Skinny Puppy's coming back. You like them, so they're not old-timers, but they are 20 years in the making or something like that. They belong. They're eligible almost for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at this point.
Oh, that's true. Album was like 84, I think, wasn't it? 82, 84. Ooh. Skinny Puppy.
Oh, yeah. When they played Assimilate, when we saw them, they said, we recorded this song 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Skinny Puppy is eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you don't look at them like that because they still somewhat do some cutting-edge stuff. And they're still hip, but you got to think about it. 15 years later, I'm just getting hip to this shit through Amy. So I'm just understanding their relevance on the whole community and how they started the trend of goth, industrial, that whole movement that's going strong now. And it almost seems a shame they play such small venues. They should be in a fucking stadium being worshipped like Metallica. You know, like idol worship, because they're doing some fucking good stuff.
Yeah,
better
than
Metallica.
Right. Oh, for sure.
And I hate Absolutely. Metallica. I don't mean even compare Skinny Puppy that. But they sort of deserve that huge recognition, the same recognition that would make you and Amy, Skinny Puppy fans, probably hate them. But they sort of deserve that when I see them. They deserve some commercial success, probably.
No, I've gotten over that whole elitist music thing, you know. I actually want to see people who do good work be recognized for it. There was a time when I thought, you know, that this is my band. I don't want anybody else to hear it. You know what I mean?
Well, then you
but, I'm through
Puppy,
with that.
Skinny
yeah.
Puppy deserves that.
Oh, for sure. For yeah. sure.
Most of the people at the show when we saw him had never seen him before. It was their first
you
time.
Think?
So.
12 years. I mean, last time they came through Detroit, I was too young to see him.
Exactly. Well, they did two shows in Chicago, and one was all ages, so it was all kids who would have never been able to see them before.
So does Skinny Puppy have anything to do with L? Is it love? Lust?
No, we went from Lollapalooza to bands to
right.
Skinny
I'm just
Puppy.
Kidding. I'm just saying. Amy loves Skinny Puppy. I know
I
that.
I do.
She absolutely loves him. Very rarely do I see her have such a good time at a show, so it was really cool to take her to Skinny Puppy.
I love lesbians, and that's an L.
Ooh, do I love lesbians and love watching girls kiss, even if they're not lesbians. Just to watch girls kiss. I don't even need porno, like blatant porno. Just to watch girls kiss would be very nice for me. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? We're going to play another L, LaVey.
Right.
You know, your father.
Yep.
LaVey.
We saw those girls kissing in a horror movie today, though, and they looked like they hated touching each other.
Yeah.
Ew,
well,
that's
a bummer. Amy, what song am I playing here?
There's one, Here Lies Love, that's L.
Ah, Here Lies Love. Which one is that? Track 14 on this wonderful Anton LaVey, Satan Takes a Holiday. Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. And this fine recording is put out by Reptilian Records. You should check out reptilianrecords.com. Chris X is one hell of a guy. Anton.
You don't know him. You only know his name.
Yeah, you don't know Chris X. You only know his name. You got it, motherfucker? Chris X will fuck you up. X stands for cutting an X in your fucking windpipe and sucking the life out of you.
I can't wait to meet him.
Right, excellent. Chris X, reptilianrecords.com. And this is Anton LaVey, and Here Lies Love. for the L show, Alphabet L, and we'll come back, and me and Amy have a really cool Anton LaVey story. We were the last people to interview him. So there.
The last L.
Yeah, the last. Contrary to old men who try to be relevant now 25 years later. You know I'm talking to you, Boyd Rice, or whoever is telling people that you did the last interview. All right? It's me and Amy, and we know better. So, fans of Boyd Rice, just relax. Am I right, Amy?
It's true.
It's true. And we have credit for that. So you losers. Singing and Anton LaVey pounding on the ivories.
The Calliope.
L. The Alphabet Show. The Alphabet of ABCs. The ABCs of the Alphabet. We don't really have a solid name for this concept. Doug?
Yes.
Dysgenics.com?
Correct.
Amy? Horrorofhorror.com and Shane from EvilNow.com.
That's us.
Yeah. You should pick up the Fuck John Ashcroft shirt we're going to sell on the websites while you can. It's cool. Yeah. What else for L? We have LaVey, Anton LaVey. We have a good story for that. Yes?
Yeah.
What else do we have for L? Anything else?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Ooh, L. Ron Hubbard.
But none of us ever interviewed him, I don't believe.
No. But what else do we have for L?
LSD.
Ooh, yeah, LSD. We have 9 minutes. We got to have to fucking stick an LSD story in there. Well, the LaVey stuff is old with me and Amy anyway. We did that. We did the last interview with L, last interview with Anton LaVey.
People can read it online if they're interested.
Yeah, it's on the Church of Satan website, and you can click that and find out that it is the last interview with Anton LaVey through the churchofsatan.com website. And you can read that online. And we had a hell of a time hanging out with Anton LaVey. We ate double stuffed cookies, Oreo cookies, and drank instant coffee, and listened to him tickle the ivories.
In his kitchen.
It was real cool, and hung out in his room, got to see a chair from Rasputin's and Crowley's pipe.
Really?
Yeah, in the coffin, Susan Atkins. Oh, yeah, man, he had all that shit laying out, dude. LaVey fucking had the shit. No shit.
In his parlor.
We hung out there, and we saw the mantle, like the fireplace, the altar.
The altar,
whatever. that Jane Mansfield was bowing down in front of. So it was real cool. It was a real cool experience and all. It was real neat, and, you know, You'll pick up, go to Amy's site or my site, and we have stories about that, and you know
links and whatever.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot, so it's not something we want to do on the L show. You should just buy our book, Memoirs of a Madman, and available at Amazon.com. No, that's not our book, but you know, eventually it'll be there. if Doug has anything to do with it, we're going to be on Amazon.com 2 or 3 books fatter. He's now working on a book about Amy, and that'll be out in October.
Whoa.
Right. I'm working on a book.
I'm scared of that.
Working on a book for each of you. Exactly. I'm just compiling information.
Have you ever done LSD, Doug?
No. I work for the Homeland Security Department.
You fucking loser.
I have to be straight edge.
Loser.
I have to collect information on you and turn it into John Ashcroft.
Ashhole.
The first time I did LSD, I was a freshman in high school.
LSD, L.
L, yeah.
Did you put lick, tongue? No, LSD. Okay, forget that.
I would say it was liquid, but it wasn't. This friend of mine got this acid for me and a girlfriend of mine, and this other girl we knew wasn't going to take it in case anything bad happened because she had taken it before. So this guy takes us to his friend's house in Hammond, and this house was so scary, and it was in such a bad neighborhood.
Did you say in Hammond?
In Hammond,
well,
Indiana.
Well, you lived in Calumet City at the time.
Right.
See,
so it was
we're
over,
in Hammond now, but...
Yeah, I lived on the Illinois side of the border, and Hammond is just across on the Indiana side, and it was... People from Calumet City in Illinois thought, ew, Hammond. So, anyway.
And they were right.
Yeah. So, we end up at this weird little house. These people who had sold us the acid, and they were friends of this guy I knew. And we're hanging out with them, and it was like a couple couples, and they were real freaky, hippie-looking people. And this girl came in, and she was like all freaking out, and she was showing the other girl she had blood on her knife. And I guess the two girls were prostitutes. And this guy had attacked
fucking hookers,
the girl.
Whores, sluts.
The guy had attacked this girl, one of her Johns, and so she stabbed him and then got out of the car and ran over to these people's house. And so while this drama is going on, the couple whose house it was, the guy comes up to me and my girlfriend, we're both tripping, and he starts knocking on his leg, and it sounds like... And we're freaking out because we're tripping our brains out. And we're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And the guy's like, look at my leg. And he had a wooden leg, and he was knocking on it for us. We were totally freaked.
Well, that's fucking awesome.
Did you peek through the knot hole in his wooden leg?
No, I didn't see a knot hole. But it was quite lewd an evening.
And lascivious.
That doesn't sound like the time to be high.
Oh, lewd.
No,
and
it was really scary. And then, oh, those people threw us out because the girl who had just stabbed the guy was freaking out. So this other couple was like, oh, we live in the back house. Come back to our house. And we go in their house, and it's not a house. It's a garage, like a one-car garage. But they've built this little plywood floor, and they have this twin bed in the corner and this, like, really, like, crooked couch on the other wall. And then they just had this weird, like, shower with, like, a plastic bag, you know, like, with no drainage. Like, they must have had to go empty the bag after they took a shower. And that was their house. It was freaky.
In somebody's backyard?
Yeah, their garage.
Oh.
Boy, I can't remember the first time I took acid. I may be that burnt out.
Unfortunately, I can't forget.
Yeah, right. I wish I could remember the first time I took acid. I'm sure it was a beautiful experience. I really like LSD. I liked it. I find in my old age now I prefer just mushrooms because it's something more I can control. LSD, you can lose control. You know, you can have a... You might poop your pants, maybe.
So you've lost control on LSD?
You know what? You do lose control. I did. You get more emotional, or you can't have a bad trip. On mushrooms, I cannot see having a bad trip, ever. I mean,
you know, you're with LSD.
I am a person who, if I could, and when I get older, in my retirement, if I made a lot of money, I would want to, you know, eat mushrooms every fucking day. Like in my 50s or something, if I'm retired, I'd just chew mushrooms for months on end and be on a fucking beach in Hawaii and chew mushrooms and hang out. Because it's something that it alters your reality, but not so bad that you're not in reality. It's just sort of, you know, it's fun. I don't know. You'd giggle at shit that maybe most people wouldn't giggle at, but I like mushrooms over LSD. We only have 2 minutes left.
I was going to add, though, with LSD, this is for the kids. With LSD, you're supposed to take in sugar with it. That's why they used to put it on sugar cubes. It opens your capillaries, helps the blood flow to your head better. And they say when you get that, because sometimes that's what a bad trip is. It gets you don't have as much blood going to your head, and then people start tripping out bad.
No, but you know how you get rid of a bad trip?
How's that?
Dairy. Eat a milkshake, or you could, you know, snort some Coke, but... That's how you get rid of
cocaine?
Cocaine will get rid of an acid trip, and so will dairy products.
If you were on acid right now, I'd give you a try. We'd give you some of this cocaine we have here and see if it would get rid of your bad trip or your trip. We could do the experiment.
This would be an experiment.
If anyone's
right,
listening and has some LSD, we have the cocaine. We want to do an experiment only. This is not to ingest drugs.
It's true.
You take one, it cancels the other, and you say, hey.
Amy will know. Amy will know.
I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Bro, right. If Amy cuts a line of cocaine, it's going to be like a fucking cigar. Amy does not she does not do dainty drugs. That's all I'm saying. She's not the dainty drug user.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
I'm
exactly.
With you. But she'll fucking fuck up a guy. I mean, you know, there's just certain things it's like you don't think. But holy motherfucker. If you're going to party with Amy, be ready. That's all I'm saying. Better be prepared.
Ready for the fucking heart attack.
We're
huh?
talking about lines now. Lines, okay? And I've seen her dump out a whole goddamn thing and put a line down. Is that it? What the fuck?
The first one's the best one. Why not just make the first one one to remember?
These are the kind of ladies that put you in the grave early. That's it.
No, this is a lesson to me.
You know how they have lady killers? She's a man killer. Heartbreaker.
Oh, come on.
Heartbreaker, soul taker, line maker.
She's a maniac. Whoa, whoa.
Well, I'd rather
she dances
just do
like
one
she
big
never
one
danced
than like.
Before.
I don't. Not that like I do drugs anymore.
You love lines, LL.
Oh, I haven't done lines in 20 years.
But you have some here to do, don't you?
No comment.
Oh.
Well, we got a no comment. You can't complain.
But she's not doing them for the show. That's the good thing. It's only for, you know.
For recreation.
Another time.
Not for experimental.
It's only for
on
headaches.
There.
She has migraines.
It's not for your entertainment, you fucks.
Yeah. So that was it. That was the Alphabet Show. LM is next week. Shane, evilnow.com. Doug, dysgenics.com. Amy, horrorofhorror.com. See you later. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Amy.
Goodbye.
See you for M.
Can I start the other one up right away?
Yeah.
Cool. And we shall